Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from our fair city's glorious history. So listen and remember. Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
For those of you who dismiss the experiences of our fair city as too far removed from your own to be important, we should note that the people of Heart Life are just like you. Robots put their pants onto them one leg at a time like everyone else. They engage in the same mundane rituals that humans have endured since the beginning of time. Combing hair, making coffee, venturing forth with a mat to embarrass oneself by trying yoga. Yes, not so deep below the ground in one of the nicer, well-decorated tunnels, there is, indeed, a yoga studio. It is, in fact, not unlike the yoga studios you know. The walls have mirrors so you can watch yourself becoming more flexible, and windows so that others can too. The only peculiar difference about this yoga studio is that instead of a great number of young, attractive men and women in tight clothing, bending and flexing, there is only a great big hole in the floor.
Mole people!
I don't see why we have to do that when the door is made of glass.
Tradition?
Yeah, but we're right there. He can clearly see us.
You did not announce yourselves because I was unaware of your presence. You announced yourselves because vermin must gain permission before fouling people with their presence.
Oh, I see that now. Thank you.
Your thanks is meaningless.
We were told there was a hole.
How much of your job do you expect me to do?
Oh, that's okay. We'll find it.
Sandy, over here!
If you'll excuse me.
I don't even acknowledge you.
Boy, I'd like to...
Forget him. Look!
That is one deep hole.
I wonder how far it goes. Drop something.
Like what?
Anything.
Okay.
Ah! Not funny!
Oh, lighten up.
I could have fallen.
I didn't push you that hard.
At some point, you do work, don't you?
Yes, sir. It's just...
We need specialized equipment for a vertical hole.
Shouldn't you have brought that with you?
A technician is on her way right now. If you'll just be patient and...
Do you know who I am?
Someone important?
I am the vice president in charge of human resources. Human, meaning that anything and everything that involves actual people is my responsibility, which means I do not wait and I do not do patient. What is the point of subhumans such as yourselves if things don't get done?
Yes, sir. We'll get this done as fast as we can.
See that you do. I should be doing downward facing dog right now.
What's a downward facing dog?
No idea. Here's a pebble.
It didn't hit bottom. Maybe there is no bottom.
Everything has a bottom.
I bet it goes all the way to China.
What's China? No, wait. Let me guess. China is a giant cave deep in the earth where giant thunder lizards roam free.
No.
No, wait. I bet China is a secret kingdom of free moles at the center of the world where people cannot follow.
It's just an expression.
Don't stop me. I'm on a roll. I bet China is the place where near St. Nick has his worm farm ready to deliver plump maggots and larvae to all good little mole pups.
Go to hell, Clay.
Don't you mean go to China?
Come in, Lomi.
Vertical hole.
A big vertical hole.
All the way to China.
What's a China?
Never mind. The hole's over here.
Just a moment. Hello, sir. How are you today?
You must be joking.
Not at all, sir. I really was inquiring after your day. Although, if it's just your offer, I do know some real poor girls. In fact, here's one I overheard being told just this morning. A mole, a human, and a vice president.
Lomi, we should probably get started.
Right, you are. If you need anything, sir, give a shout. Know me for name.
I will remember that.
No bottom.
You're quite lucky you were late, sir. If you hadn't stopped to get that coffee you were drinking, you would have joined the rest of your class in China.
I'm sure I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, well, let's do this. Tell us all that's in. Clay, could you hand me my helmet down, please?
Here.
Too kind.
Do you need anything else?
Here it goes.
How much longer will this take?
What? Oh, sorry, sir, you scared me.
How dare you touch me, you filthy beast? How dare you make physical contact with a real person? Can't you use your eyes? No, of course not. Blind as a bat, dumb as a rock. Disgusting, stupid creatures. Covered in your own offal, brimming with disease. If I have caught so much as a cold from you, you mindless animal, I will see you a put down. Before the end of your shift.
I only bumped you.
Forget him, Clay. He's gone. Let's just get back to work.
Power outage, Lomi. Just hang tight.
We'll just have to wait for the power to come back on.
Guess so. There sure have been a lot of power outages lately.
Sure have.
Entire sections going dark. No reason for it.
Yep.
Pretty weird, if you ask me.
I'm not going to tell you what I think.
Come on. Really, I want to know.
So you can make fun of me?
Well, yeah, obviously.
No.
Fine, don't tell me. I mean, if that director guy has his way, I'll be dead by the end of the day. Huh. I guess I'll just die, never having known. Taking my questions with me to that great worm farm in the sky.
Time travelers.
What?
Time travelers. The power outages are caused by time travelers. People from the future coming back in time to change the past. Their arrival creates fluctuations in the space-time continuum, which breaks the continuous flow of electricity and currents, and we get power outages. Or so Silty says. It's serious, Clay.
I'm sure it is. I just wish I could have been there to hear Silty say the words, space-time continuum.
Silty is wiser than you give him credit for. He used to run errands for Professor Machina, so he's read the titles of some pretty important books.
Space-time continuum.
He's seen one, Clay. He's seen a time traveler with his own eye.
So what do they look like?
Well, they appear in a flash of light and look just like people. Regular people. Only their hair is all different, and their clothes are all shiny. And they have these strange metal bracelets that let them bend time to their will. And if you get too close, zap, they disappear.
Seriously, I can't believe you bought that.
Silty says...
Silty is a lonely old mole who tells stories because it's the only way anyone will listen to him. No one takes them seriously. At all. Ever. I mean... How stupid can you be, Sandy?
Did you just call me stupid?
What? It was a general stupid, a non-specific stupid. I would never call
Listen,
you...
Listen, Clay, I have had it up to my snout with this. You laugh at me, you make fun of me, you may not call me stupid all the time, but I know you think it. And why? Because I believe Silty. Well, let me tell you something... Silty is not just a lonely old mole. He's been around. He knows things. He's seen things. Things you would never believe.
You got that right.
But he was right about the ant people. And he was right about the Woken.
Just because the body wasn't there when we got back doesn't make him right.
And he's probably right about this, too. And yes, I believe him. Ugh! Pete said you'd be like this.
Oh, did he? And what did dear old Pete say about me?
That you're close-minded, and that you'll never believe anything you haven't thought of yourself. You're far too into your own thoughts for that. He said that's why no one will work with you anymore, and why they put you on patch duty. It wasn't because you're not very strong, or because you're not very good. It's because you think you're smarter than everyone else, and it keeps you from being a team player. He said you're not mole enough.
Really? Well, tell your precious Pete I am so sorry that I don't follow the crowd. That I'm my own mole. That I don't believe every idiotic thing anyone tells me like the rest of you. You wonder why the people call us dumb. You wonder why that Davenport guy thinks we're filthy, mindless beasts. Well, wonder no more, because all you need to do is look in the mirror, you stupid sow.
Fine, then. You won't have to listen to me or my stupid theories anymore.
I am so stupid.
The romance of moles may be incomprehensible and difficult to understand for us, dear listener. Let me encourage you, therefore, to remember that the mole people are people. Admittedly tiny, strange, genetically altered people, but people nonetheless. They love and need and yearn just as we do. So what will become of Clay and Sandy? Will Clay ever find out how to talk to lady moles? Molettes? The females of his kind. Find out as the story of Our Fair City continues.